This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdahl. All right, to be fair, it's not like Powell and Mnuchin didn't say anything in their testimony today. Lots, of course, came up, including the possibility of more fiscal stimulus as the virus stays so present in this economy. We should note also there is a deadline here, 31 days from now, the end of July, which is when a really big piece of the Congressional Rescue Plan, those $600 in extra benefits that every jobless worker on unemployment qualifies for, that goes away at the end of July, leaving 29 million people out of options. Marketplace's Mitchell Hartman is on that one.
Since COVID-19 hit in March, millions of workers have been furloughed or laid off. And Congress has responded by adding $600 a week to every state unemployment check in the country. Economist Michael Strain at the American Enterprise Institute says that is
providing a lot of income security to workers, and it supported overall consumer spending.
Those payments have replaced 10 to 15% of Americans' pre-pandemic income. If the money's cut off at the end of July, Michelle Evermore at the National Employment Law Project says nearly 30 million unemployed Americans will be thrown back onto state benefits alone.
I think people will be very shocked the day that the $600 stops. Workers can earn as little as, like, Arizona. The maximum benefit is only $240 a week.
Evermore thinks Congress should renew the program at $600 a week until unemployment falls below double digits again. But Michael Strain argues the current benefit level is so high, it discourages people from seeking new employment.
Ideally, you would extend supplemental unemployment benefits, but you would put them on a glide path. Start at $300 in high unemployment rate states and kind of phase it out from there.
What should not be an option, says Mark Hamrick at Bankrate.com, is for federal pandemic unemployment checks to stop flowing on a dime in the last week of July. He says that would raise the risk
that this economic damage does persist because coming into this crisis, most Americans were living paycheck to paycheck, and then all of a sudden, for many, the paychecks ended.
And they won't start up again until the unemployment rate falls and there are jobs to go back to. I'm Mitchell Hartman for Marketplace.